Hey, church family, it is Thursday, and we are back in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We see Paul talking about his ministry in Thessalonica here today. He says, our visit there wasn't without results. And he mentions the strong opposition that they faced. If you remember back in Acts 17, they certainly did have people who were opposing them because they created a mob to drive them out. But in verse 4, he shares his motives with going through what he went through and the opposition that he faced. He says, we are not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts. Boy, how much different would our lives be if we focused more and more about pleasing God? Because, you know, we can talk about people pleasing all day long, but here's the deal, is if we are trying to please God, then we're automatically going to have our relationships with other people righted, aren't we? I love how Paul in today's writing uses imagery. He uses imagery of the love that he has for the church in Thessalonica. He uses this image of nurturing them like a mother nurtures her newborn. And then a little bit later down, he uses an illustration of their love for the people of Thessalonica by using the idea of a father caring for his children. In verse 12, it says, encouraging, comforting, and urging them to live lives worthy of God. You know, that's what I want my role to be at our church, is to love the people of Celebration as a father cares for his children by encouraging you, comforting you, and urging you to live a life worthy of God. Paul then affirms them for suffering persecution, and he even compares their persecution to persecution like Jesus faced, which is, I'm sure, very flattering to the people of Thessalonica when they read that. And then, towards the end, he lets them know that he has wanted to come and visit them, but wasn't able to. He uses the term, Satan blocked our way there. But in verse 19, he says, for what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. That's the end of chapter 2. Indeed, you, the church, are our glory and joy. And I love this. I love being your pastor. I love watching you grow, even in difficulties. And I want you to know, church family, you are my glory and joy. I'll be back with you tomorrow for 1 Thessalonians 3.